Our scripture reading is from Psalms 103, 1 through 5, and 20 through 22. Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. He forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases. He redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion. He satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. Praise the Lord, all his heavenly hosts, you his servants who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his works everywhere in his dominion. Praise the Lord, O my soul.
Now is the time for prayer and also silent prayer. In Psalms 50, verses 14 and 15, it says, present to God a thank offering. Repay your vows to the Sovereign One. Pray to me when you're in trouble. I will deliver you and will honor, and you will honor me. And that's what God asks us to do, is pray to him and thank him for what he's done for us, and also cry out to him when we're in trouble. It says he's always present. He's always ready to help us. So let's take a time of silent prayer here. Father God, we come before you this morning with praise and thanksgiving. Father, we think of all the things that you've done for us over these years. But most of all, we thank you for your love to us. You loved us so much that you sent your Son to die for us. He paid the price on Calvary's cross that no one else could pay. We could never pay for our sins, but he did on Calvary's cross. And then he rose again the third day and is alive forevermore. And he's seated at your right hand right now, interceding for us, Father. And we just thank you and praise you. And Father, we thank you for the sacrifice of men over the last couple hundred years who gave their lives to protect us and give us a free country. Father, we lift them up to you and their families. And Father, we thank you for those that have made it here, down here for the winter time, Father, and those that are still coming, Father, we ask for journey mercies for them. Father, we thank you for taking us through the summertime again, that we can enjoy the cool weather. Father, those who are up north are happy for the warmer weather. It's nice and cool for us too right now. And Father, we just lift up our church. Father, we ask that you'll grow our church. We lift up our pastor. We ask that you'll bless her, that your Holy Spirit will give her his power, his knowledge, his wisdom, that we can learn more about you and how much you love us. And Father, we just praise you this morning. We lift up those who are hurting right now. We lift up the family of Chuck Ellsworth and those who have passed on just in the last few weeks, Father. We ask that you'll give them a special touch of healing and blessing during this time. And Father, we just love you, and we worship you in prayer this morning. And we ask all these things in Jesus' precious and worthy name. Amen.
The scripture reading is Psalms 135, verses 1 through 7 and 17 through 21. I will exalt you, my God and King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation will commend your works to another. They will tell of your mighty acts. They will speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty. And I will meditate on your wonderful works. They will tell of the power of your awesome works, and I will proclaim your great deeds. They will celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and loving towards all he has made. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and saves them. The Lord watches over all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak in praise of the Lord. Let every creature praise his holy name forever and ever.